Kane and Bucks.
Can't stop the mid-season review for your local tyre power. Save on Toyo passenger and SUV tyres. Buy three, get one free at Tyre Power.
Going to have a look at the teams that didn't play on the weekend as we work our way through the next month of bye rounds. It is for Tyre Power. The mid-season review is for them. Get your free five-minute safety check. Only four teams didn't play on the weekend, Bucks, so let's work our way through those. And we'll start with Brisbane up there, sitting reasonably nicely. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, they had a few stumbles early in the year and were criticised roundly with the way they went about it, in particular their forward group. But at 8-3, yeah, they've played some really good footy. They've taken some scalps. They seem to have been as consistent as anyone up that top end of the ladder. Josh Dunkley's come in. Got to be impressed with the way that he's gone about it. And it takes time. Like, even if you've got a wealth of footy under your belt, and to get used to a new group of players takes time, and that midfield's now operating as good as any. Lachie Neal, if you can have a quiet sort of gun half of a year, that's where he's been. And they've buffered some injuries in behind the ball as well. Their intercept markers, Jack Payne's come up and looked really good in the stead of I've lost his Adams. Who is probably going to be a long term out, but they've introducing a little bit of youth. Ashcroft's done the job pretty well. I think that they're always a watch because they've had really good home and aways, and then the question is can they get it done? The irony of it was they hit September last year in the worst nick that they've ever hit a final series, but then
won two
finals. Yeah. So that experience on especially the win on the MCG against Melbourne would stand them in good stead, but they're just positioning themselves very well.
Frio is another one of those teams. They've won their last four, Frio, and you were thinking, about round six after they got smashed by Brisbane and the Western Bulldogs, it was season over. But for them to be able to revitalise their season, now part of that was they played themselves into form against Hawthorn in round eight, and then they've gone bang, the win against Geelong was significant, and then Melbourne at the MCG. Mm. Again, they play Richmond at home after the bye, then GWS, and then Essendon at home as well. So a really good opportunity to perhaps win seven in a row. But they won a final last year as well, so the expectations were pretty significant. They went all in for Luke Jackson, and his form has been great in the last month. Darcy's out with that hamstring injury. The midfield has really revitalised themselves and got back to their strengths, which was so strong running defensively sound last year. And they've got some good small forwards that do the job. Their backline has never been an issue. Love Ryan and Cox and Pierce.
Yeah, Young. They're just solid. And Young's going to be a gun.
Yep.
Like, he is a young bloke. We were just talking about players that sort of pop up and leave a mark on you. He's probably done it with a slow burn. He's looked really good as he's travelled along, but he's a sneaky, solid player. He's just one of those guys that just helps teams win, which is exactly the type of players you need. But they've been able to they've definitely steadied their season, and you have to, like, they won 15 games last year, 15-7, which is a great home and away to qualify just outside the top four. Their last month has righted the ship in some ways. I really enjoyed Justin Longmuir's comments after the win, which was, we've just put ourselves back in the season.
Mm.
No more than that.
Yep.
To put ourselves back in the season. They do have an opportunity in the next stage of the draw to really establish themselves. But they've got a lot of talent there and still with a bit to go as well.
Saints fans, you can have your say. They won the first four of the Saints, and they've gone loss, win, loss, win, loss, win, loss. And it was a nasty loss against Hawthorn. Before the bye, they play Sydney at the SCG. Have they been found out, the Saints? Is this where we probably thought they would land, somewhere between 8 and 12?
No, I had them as a bottom four side.
Yeah, I think I did
at the beginning of the year, and I that was after, pardon me, that was after watching the Pracky match against Essendon, and neither of the sides looked like they were around the mark to me. I thought that that was going to be a real struggle. That was probably one of the most uninspiring Pracky or games of footy I've seen anywhere. But what they were able to do early is buy into the coach. They had that early run and the early wave of, oh, this is what it feels like to be connected and to play the type of footy that we're capable of. But you need depth to be able to do that, and you need to be able to produce it constantly. So, yep. And in many ways they may have been found out recently, but yeah, the next sort of three or four games are going to tell a tale, because the other sides, they may well feel like they can get through them. It seems like there's a high uncontested mark game that troubles them, and their defence are starting to be pulled apart a little bit. So that's the real challenge for them.
The Swans are in 12th position. They lost four in a row from round 6 to 9. They then just got over the line against North Melbourne with that controversial interchange infringement, which got them the win. Then it was a much better performance against Carlton in round 11 at the SCG. They take on St Kilda at the SCG after that before going to Brisbane to play them at the Gabba. And I'm just glad they've maintained themselves in touch with the eight, because we know the issues that they have had with injury, particularly behind the ball. But their midfield has been the real issue for them. So what is he going to do to try and regenerate their contest and clearance work and their centre bounce work? Because what was once a strength for them has evaporated. And if you've been able to match Sydney in contest and at stoppage, you've pretty much won the game. So we'll see what he's got up his sleeve. Yeah. Heaney went in there and did a really good defensive job on Patrick Cripps. Maybe he has some more time in there, and Papley is always interesting with how
I think the coach and the coaching staff at Sydney are as good as any.
Yep,
so I put them right up there with Geelong and their ability to make the most of the squad that they have, and they've always been competitive. Sydney have put together a young squad that were expected to continue on their path. So is this just a dip with some of those young guys? So Goulden's continued to be great. Mills, they've missed. But they are missing something. They've cut their teeth on contest and hard run both ways. And they're being, I mean, Nick Blakey's been one that's just come up out of the box.
No continuity with a ruckman as well. Like every week it feels like they're chopping and changing through injury and poor form in their ruck, which does have a big effect on your midfield
as
well.
And they love Hickey, and he's now played a couple of games.